For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Melissa Hunt, a sophomore defender out of Hartney, Manitoba. And this past weekend, your team played the number 2 Minnesota Gophers, 4-0, 4-1 losses. What positives do you take from that weekend?
Well, we played hard. We fought hard. We just fell a little short on a couple plays that ended up in goals, and I don't know, I guess you just have to keep looking forward, keep going, because there's lots of games left in our season.
Your defensive partner, Madison Hutchinson, scored the lone goal this last weekend. What's it like playing alongside her?
It's great. She's a great team captain. She's always positive. She always talks to you on the bench, keeps you up, keeps you going. So she's really great to have as a partner. Sorry.
And you two grew up not very far from each other, 2 hours apart. Did you play against each other at all growing up?
We played against each other in midget. Okay. So for about 3 years we played against each other.
How much was she an impact on getting you to come to BSU?
She was a bit of an impact. Her and Britt were both, just knowing someone here definitely made the decision a little easier.
What have you learned from Madison Hutchinson as a defender?
I've learned so much. She's definitely taught me to be more confident in the game and in myself, and to just be a good D partner to everyone else too. So yeah.
What kind of a captain is she?
She's a great captain. She's a good leader. She keeps everyone up. She keeps everyone going, focused on what's coming next.
You play in the WCHA last weekend. You played probably the top offensive line in the country right now. How do you defend a line like that and defend in this league?
You really have to stay calm. You have to focus on keeping them to the outside and all that stuff.
All right. Hartney, Manitoba is known as the little town with a lot of heart. Population 415. I did a little homework. What is the one thing about home, besides your family, that you miss the most?
I would have to say the rink. Growing up, I spent a lot of hours there, and it feels like home right in that rink. So that would be the big thing.
How old were you when you got on skates?
I started skating when I was 3 and playing hockey when I was 5 or 6.
Were you always going to be a defender, or were you playing up front?
I jumped around a bit, but mostly D.
Okay. Are you still majoring in nursing here at Bemidji State?
Yes, I am. I just got into the program.
And how hard is it to balance school and hockey?
It's pretty tough. Next semester coming up, I have a lot of tough classes, so I'll definitely have to be organized.
This weekend, your team plays MSU Mankato. They've only won one WCHA game so far this season. How do you go into this weekend without saying, yeah, this is going to be easy?
Well, any team in the WCHA is going to be tough, so you have to just can't take anyone lightly and just have to keep going.
What is the mindset of this team going into practice this week?
Mindset is just keep doing what we're doing, keep practicing hard, and just prepare well.
What do you know about Minnesota State Mankato? What are some of the things you're working on in practice this week?
Well, we're working on defensive zone, offensive zone, pretty much every aspect of our game we're working on to try and get better any way we can.
It's kind of a rebuilding year. You've got a lot of freshmen. You lost a lot in graduation last year. How's everybody come together so far this year?
We've come together really well. Everyone's got each other's backs, and we just mesh really well.
Coach says it's a work in progress. For you as a sophomore, you've only been here a year and a half. How much have you changed in your game here at BSU?
I think the biggest one would be my confidence. Coming in as a freshman, it was like a little bit intimidating because everyone was so good. But confidence was definitely a big one, and my teammates have definitely helped me out with that.
Got lots of great leadership. Good luck this weekend, Melissa, and the rest of the season. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.